Yeah, you know, I just felt that Coach Del Rio stresses just do your job. Don't do anything superhuman. Don't do anything outside yourself. Come in and do your job. And I feel that that's what we did. I feel like that's what we did. And it's just reassurance that if we just do our job, that if we don't go outside the framework or trying to do too much, then that's what we can do. You know, like I said, I believe we have a good football team. And today I thought we did that. I thought we came out and listened to him and just did our job, nothing much more, nothing less, and that's what we did.
Coming out of a bye, teams react different ways. I mean, was it important for you to come out with a high-level bench and really start with?
Yeah, absolutely, especially with the sour taste of a loss. You know, you always want to go into a bye week with a win. You know, it's a lot better feel. But you learn lessons by losing in this league, and we definitely did. You know, so coming out of the bye was big for us to come out hot, come out rolling. And I think that it gave us a chance to get some guys healthy and all that. So, you know, that's what the bye week's for. And we worked on certain things and came out and did those things well today.
Is this a turning point game?
You know, I don't know. For us, we're just going to continue to go to work. You know, to me, you know, I've been on teams where I've lost a lot, been on teams where I've won a lot. I'm the same person every time. I'm just going to continue to prepare how I have been and just go from there.
It looked like the offense was clicking as well as it has at any point this season. Did it feel like?
I think so. I think so. Without seeing the film, it just felt that way. I don't think we were as good as we wanted to be in the red zone, though. I think we need more touchdowns. You know, we need more touchdowns, field goals, you know, against, you know, sometimes in this league, as we learn, field goals aren't enough. You know, so we got to score more points that way. You know, but to be able to finish also is something that we got to work on. You know, to me, I think that we didn't hit a lull. It's just, you know, we felt that we had scored a lot of points and, you know, all those things. But, you know, that's where the young inexperience has kicked in, you know, where I got to do a better job of staying on the guys about finishing.
How about that young rookie?
He's amazing. He's awesome. He's one of the best in this league. You know, and obviously because he's a rookie and hasn't done it for a certain amount of time, you know, that's what, you know, people will say and all those things, but he's one of the best. He is.
You described a long pass to him.
Yeah. He made a great move on the corner, and I knew he had a one-on-one with the safety, and that was a total please catch it kind of deal, basically. And he did.
The short pass that he took for the touchdown.
Yes.
What did you see on that? Obviously, he's making some
Yeah, you just get to see his speed out in space. You get to see his quickness. But give credit to that O-line. You know, you go back and watch that. See how many guys O-line are downfield 10, 15 yards, making big blocks to spring him. And he'd say the same thing. But you definitely get to see his explosiveness. Like I said, when he was drafted, he's a guy that can catch a one-yard pass. I don't even know if it was a one-yard pass and take it, you know, 50.
What was that locker room like? You guys had a couple tough losses.
It was joyful. It was definitely joyful. You just see, you know, it's my favorite thing about winning in this league. It's so hard to do. But when you win and you come in to the locker room, just to see everyone smile, just to see everyone happy, you know, that puts all that hard work in there for a reason.
How did you feel about the play calling, the balance between
pass
and
running? Yeah, you're right. I felt great. Felt great about it. I think Coach Musgrave does a great job every week, honestly. You know, he keeps the defense on their toes, and he's really good at what he does. Obviously, with a player of his caliber, you know, it's a loss when he's not in there. But the two that played for him, those guys are great football players. So I can't say that, you know, that they were not, you know, the same with Weddle. You know, but with the other two, they're good football players. They really are. And so they try and do some of the same things that he does. And, you know, you have to be alert of where they're at and what they're doing, definitely.
What about that atmosphere out there? I mean, there was obviously a Raider Nation in the building.
It definitely felt like a home game. You know, it definitely did. You got to give credit to our fans. And that's, you know, the only reason I'm saying that is to give credit to them, is because it felt like a home game for us. It really did. So we appreciate it.
Yeah,
I agree with, you know, Coach. I think so. You know, and that's something where to become a great football team like that we want to be, we got to just keep the pedal down. You know, we got to keep the pedal down. And that's if it's a tie ball game, if we're up a lot or down a lot, good football teams keep playing no matter what. And, you know, I felt that we played hard. That's not a question. But I just think that maybe some things maybe slipped up here and there. But, you know, you look at it, too. You know, we just had a penalty down there. We were moving the ball, killing the clock. Then we had a penalty, you know, that hurt us. You know, so it really could go both ways.
When you're up 37-6, looking at the scoreboard, what's going through your mind?
Man, honestly, it's just like you're thankful that it's going that way. But at the same time, you know how good that team is. You know, if you make a mistake, if you slip up as a quarterback, they can take one the other way. You know, if you make a mistake in protection, they can strip fumble, take one the other way. You know, on offense, they're so explosive. They can score like that, as we saw. You know, so, you know, you can never, especially in this league, you can never ease up. You can't ease up in your mental or your mentality or anything, really.
Did you watch Rivers last week? I know you watched the Chargers defense.
Yeah.
He threw for 503 yards
last Yeah.
week.
You know, I didn't watch it, you know, to study him or anything like that. I saw the highlights, you know, but like I said, you know, it doesn't shock me that he did it. You know, he's one of the best in this league, one of the best to ever play this game, honestly. Oh, they did a great job. You know, I'm always confident in our guys. I thought they did really well.
Clyde obviously got involved and gets the first touchdown. But
yeah.
That other pass where he snuck it into that tight window.
Yeah. Yeah, I just trust him, you know, and trust is a big thing. And coach asked us to trust each other, trust the man to your right and your left. And I just trusted him with that pass. You know, should I have maybe thrown it even there? Probably not, you know, but, you know, I trusted him to make a play, and he did.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank y'all. Thank you.